without wires. He then shut down Tesla's funding. Tesla's lab was burned down and he was ostracized, all for trying to implement his vision of unlimited energy for everyone. A modern-day inventor, Adam Trombley, was inspired by Tesla's work and by the possibilities of the torus. Trombley built a dynamo, a direct current generator that accessed electrical power right out of the air.
We were trying to demonstrate that by mimicking the magnetic field of a planet and rotating this device, we could actually create a dynamo that would work. And in fact, it did work, and it does work. So when we contemplate nature, when we contemplate Jupiter, or we contemplate a dynamo like the Earth rotating in space, we're basically talking about a magnet which is rotating in space. And the lines of flux of the magnet are pouring down and through in this toroidal pattern of the magnetic field. It's also expanding and contracting. It's breathing. It's taking in the energy of space literally and transforming it. Right here in this toroid, we have enough energy to transform the entire Earth. And that's not just a theoretical statement, it's literally true. To contemplate the implications of this means that every single place on Earth suddenly has power. Every single person on Earth suddenly has power. We have universal abundance.
Trombley had been invited to demonstrate one of his generators at the United Nations and the U.S. Senate. But these events were undermined by the first Bush administration. Then the device itself was taken in a government raid. Trombley's experience isn't unique. Almost every time I found an inventor with a promising new technology in the field of free energy, he told a similar story of suppression. Inventor John Bedini began working with Tesla's theories of radiant energy decades ago and has produced an assortment of battery charging devices that generate more energy than it takes to run them. He announced that he was going to start offering them at low cost. Soon after that, he was attacked in his lab and warned not to produce the devices. For his own safety, he had to let go of marketing free energy. These are all devices from labs I personally visited.
Now,
the quality of this footage is obviously poor, and I'm not expecting this to convince you. My point is that being there with these inventors, accompanied by experts, and seeing these new energy devices in operation convinced me that the technology is real. And the implications of that to me are absolutely thrilling. Canadian John Hutchison not only created some free energy batteries, but also used Tesla's theories to counter gravity, to make objects float. This could revolutionize the field of propulsion. His lab was raided and equipment was taken by police and government officials in 1978, 1989, and again in 2000. One of the scientists we were going to interview for this film was Dr. Eugene Malov, an engineer from MIT and Harvard, and editor of Infinite Energy magazine, which covers both theoretical and technological developments in the new energy field. Dr. Malov was mysteriously beaten to death in 2004. If these inventors were all hoaxers and charlatans, I wondered why are they being suppressed so consistently and so brutally? I asked free energy inventor Adam Trombley why he thought this technology was being suppressed and if the UFO phenomenon was related.
We've had major military people at great risk to themselves say, yes, these things are real. Why do you think the military-industrial complex doesn't want that statement to be made? Because you start thinking about what kind of technology is behind that. That's the bottom line. The suppression of UFO phenomena is hand in hand with the suppression of so-called free energy.
The energy is extracted from the fabric of the space around us, which means it cannot be metered. That is a direct threat to the single largest industry in the world, energy. It's goodbye ExxonMobil, Goodbye oil. Goodbye coal. Goodbye linear transmission of electricity through power lines. All that gone. Unfortunately, it's someone's $200 trillion piggy bank. The proven oil and gas and coal reserves are worth north of $200 trillion. This information coming out would completely change geopolitical power more than anything since, well, in recorded human history. And it would happen in a generation.
I started to examine the breakthrough solutions, and much to my surprise, these concepts have been proven in hundreds of laboratories throughout the world, and yet they have not really seen the light of day.
Rather than smashing things together and trying to control the explosion, these new technologies rely on blending, of dancing with what naturally is. The common denominator of all the free energy devices I've seen is that they mimic, in one way or another, the torus energy shape. You don't have to believe in free energy technology to be concerned about the repression of ideas and inventions. I found myself thinking, what better way to justify our dependence on oil, coal, nuclear, and other dangerous and dirty technologies than to claim there are no better, cheaper alternatives? It was my beloved wife and creative partner, Kimberly, who kept bringing me back to the human implications of my scientific research.
And this is WBAI New York 99.5. It's 10:30 right here on First Voices Indigenous Radio. And we want you to call that number, 212-209-2950, to listen, to hear, to know, to be with this movie called Thrive. Thrive has been released on 11-11-11 of last year. And what we need to do is understand that there is a different energy going on here, one that we haven't really understood so much, but this DVD brings it to life. The arts, the 12 areas of our lives, sectors of our lives, actually, and we were talking about the relations, the science, the spirituality, basically the worldview that we are achieving now. And part of that is going to the past, where they were getting rid of these important scientists, these important people, these visionaries who were dreaming, and had something where we wouldn't have to be in the situation we are now. You know, Tesla had something. They got rid of him. And he talked about some other scientists here that aren't with us anymore because they had solutions to our problems here. And that's what this film is about. And in a sense, you think about it, it's a knowledgeable film, Thrive, and there's so many words I want to come up with. So when you sit down and you can look for yourself and decide for yourself what type of film this is for you, because I'm sure you will get something out of it. 212-209-2950. We need the tote board to light up, people.
Yeah, we do.
We need you to call in to get this DVD for $80. 212-209-2950. Tony, what did you think about that interview we just did with
I love the interview, and I mean, I think it really kind of highlights, Teokas, and what's going on, that there is a new energy happening on the planet, around the world. People are awakening to the idea that something is suppressing not just this technology, but the power that is naturally within people, all as well as the power that is naturally all around us. Mm-hmm. These scientists, as you heard, hundreds of labs around the world, people have used and tested these devices that pull energy out, that costs nothing, that doesn't harm the environment, does no damage to Mother Earth, and yet we don't have access to that. Why? Because a few people have a monopoly. As you heard in the last clip, over $200 trillion worth of coal, oil, uranium, whatever is under the ground. And as long as they have a monopoly on that, they are not going to want to move away from it. And why? As you heard again in that clip, because it would shift the global power. And my idea of it, not that it would shift from one country to another, it would shift from a few at the top to the people. We would be empowered, and that's what they're afraid of. And this film outlines that brilliantly. It is called Thrive. It's available here for your pledge of $80. We've got two people on the line now that doesn't get it done. We need eight more people to join us before we can get back to another clip. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. And as you said earlier, Teokas, you had to go back and rewatch the film because there's so much in it. And you will too, folks. But what I really loved about the film is the solutions. Vandana Shiva is in this film at some point talking about what people are doing in India to fight the GMOs. I mean, they have done some brilliant stuff. It's beautiful what you see in this film. Also, they're looking at people around the world, not just with this energy, but people joining together in movements to make a difference, to stand up to this power structure. That is happening everywhere, and this movie outlines all of that along with this energy that we can access and should be accessing right now. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those two calls. We're looking for six more of you now to join us on the phone, pledging at the $80 level to receive the brand new film Thrive. We've never used this before. This is a brand new film. It's only a couple of months old.
Yeah.
They've given it to WBAI. In fact, we were in negotiations until late last night, and I want to thank Bahram over at the Venus Project for helping to facilitate this. He helped us to get a hold of this film and to get a hold of Mr. Gamble and make that interview happen. Thank you very much for your help with that. 212-209-2950. Five more of you now calling in, pledging at the $80 level to support First Voices Indigenous Radio and to support WBAI. You hear about this sort of thing all of the time on First Voices Indigenous Radio. A return to a connection with Mother Earth. A return to a kind of energy, a kind of usage that doesn't harm the environment around us, that supports life on this planet. And as Teokasin said a moment ago, not just people, but life on this planet in general. That's the kind of solution that we're looking for, a holistic view, and that's what this film looks at. 212-209-2950. We need four more callers, and we're going to get back to more from the film because there is much, much to get to, plenty of the film, but we need also to hear from you. We need to know that you support this kind of material and that this is what you want to hear on this radio station. And again, Teokasin, I am telling you, there isn't another media outlet in New York City who would have this discussion on. There isn't enough. They may call themselves liberal. They may talk about, they would not let this discussion on because they are supported by the oil and gas companies. WBAI is not. Pacifica Radio is not. We're supported by the people. And that's why we can even have this conversation. And that is so important. It's key to what we do here. And it's the key reason that you should call up and pledge your support. The fact that we rely on you instead of corporations allows us to have this conversation. Without your support, you wouldn't even hear of this. It would be some, you know, some voice in the wilderness talking about this. But because you've chosen to support this station, we're able to continue to do this. Join those people calling now and make your pledge of support as well. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to make your pledge of support at the $80 level for the DVD Thrive. The world is waking up. Indeed, the world is. More and more people around this planet are beginning to see what's going on. Someone's stopping the information from getting through. And it's easy when they have control of, you know, the five companies own the media outlets. The same five companies are profiting on the wars and on the oil and this, that, and the other. It's easy for them to control the outlay of information. When you see that the news stories are constructed the same way, presented the same way, come on at the same time, you are being fed exactly what they want you to hear. WBAI is going to bring you a different point of view. WBAI is going to say things on the air that they would never say and that they wouldn't agree with. They know about these things on occasion, but we get to say them. This microphone is powerful, and you make it hot when you pledge. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those phone calls. We need two more of you now. Two more people calling in and pledging at the $80 level so that we can get back to more from Thrive. This film, I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be my film of the fun. I know it's early, but I'm pretty sure this is the one that's going to rock the most. Because when I got to see, Bahram invited me over to 56 Walker to watch the film, I just was blown away, T.O., because I just hadn't seen anything like it. And as he said, he worked on it for, I think, 10 years, didn't he say? He worked on it for a very long time.
40 years.
Yes. He took his time, put the research into it, and it's presented here for you. It's never been presented on WBAI before, but it is important that you make your phone call. And I think when you see this, you're going to have the experience that Teokasin and I had. You're going to want to go back to the film over and over and over and watch it again and watch it again and watch it again. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much for your support.
That's right. We're going to go back to that film, Thrive, the movie, and I'd like to repeat what he said. What Foster said about hoaxes and charlatans. Why, if it's not the truth, why are they suppressing it? Why are they suppressing the so-called crazy people? And WBAI is one of those radio stations that people want to say conspiracy theorists, nuts, and, you know, left wing or far left wing or whatever they're saying about us here. And I know that we have proved them wrong just about every time. You know, this film Thrive the movie thrive, this 2-hour-plus movie. We can nitpick all we want, but when you look at the wholeness of how it is presented to you, and the graphics, and the opinions of many people from all walks of life, from ecologists and educators to environmental justice activists and leaders against corporate takeovers of water and seed, so much that we need to know how this is being done and how people are preventing from being taken over. These people are being persistent, as we must be resilient. And WBAI is part of that because of you, the listener, the supporter here, because you've called that number consistently, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You have called that number for these last 51 years. And those of you who are new to WBAI say, how do I become a member? How am I going to be a part of this interesting, this fascinating, this unique radio station? Because there are extraordinary visionary leaders in all sectors of this human life that we endeavor to persevere, I guess you would say. Chief Dan George said that on the Outlaw Jose Wales. Endeavor to persevere. And more emerging all the time, folks. You are part of the emergence that we need to have, that you want to be part of. And, we aren't saying this is a comprehensive DVD, but it is comprehensive. I got to take it to my place where I was able to watch it. I was able to understand, stop it and get up and go. And Tony was invited to the premiere, the screening of it. It's a private screening, but I wasn't able to attend that. But I did and was able to take home the DVD. And that's why I'm saying to you that you have something very special here. If you get past all the nitpicking and things that you would want to come up with and actually look at why you are questioning, why you are being critical of these things, that's what I did. Instead of being exclusive, I wanted to be inclusive about what they were saying and see what I could agree with and what not I could not agree with, and work with those ideas of the agreement and with the disagreement and come up with something. So that's what I was doing. 212-209-2950 is a number to call for this DVD Thrive, the movement. And we had an interview earlier with Foster Gamble, and he explained to us all about, what is contained and what we must do, and that we can actually accomplish this in one generation from when your child grows up to be an adult, one generation, 20 years or so. And that is one generation that can understand, because that's what's going to take. And then they have to suffer a little bit about what we have not taken care of already. And I think that's going to take another generation, but we can actually stop it. And with these spiritual think tanks, and you can have the DVD that we are offering here by calling the number 212-209-2950 and get it here for $80, a 2-hour plus movie telling us about the worldview, the spirituality, the science, the relations, the media, the justice, the infrastructure of how we must enact our wants and our needs upon the earth, upon with all of us. Actually, we need to understand that the health of the planet and is how healthy we are, the governance, the environment, the education, the economics, arts, all of it. Understand that the pioneers are actually the explorers. I don't like using that word, pioneers. Why did I use it? But we can follow the money. We can talk about the global domination agenda all we want. We can look at the fundamental patterns of life, and understand ancient cultures that also had this. And why didn't they keep it if that was the technology? But there's a few symbols are still around, and maybe they did have and found out, and that's why we don't find all the technology and the waste that we have today and saying that's the industrial complex is here and was not there. Maybe they knew how. And somehow something like a global domination factor came along and got rid of people who were in power by how they got rid of people like Tesla and all these other scientists who were considered hoaxes and charlatans, but they were being suppressed and actually murdered and disappeared. So it's up to you. You are that next generation. 212-209-2950 is a number to call for $80 to pledge for Thrive the movie here on First Voices Indigenous Radio. We are going to continue to show you the movie and, so that you can hear the movie Thrive by calling a number 212-209-2950. I don't want to stop because you are responding, which I expected you to do as listeners to WBAI and First Voices Indigenous Radio. And this is sort of a celebration for me because I've been here 10 years. Next month, March 28th, I will be here for 10 years. And that was, I came here on a Thursday at 10 a.m. and it was a full moon at that time. And I always remember that because we were under a little bit of stress to produce something that was, you know, enlightening and moving. And yes, we did. So because of that and because of the energy we brought at that time, with the various producers that I've had on the air and co-hosts, you know, from all parts of the world, I've had different ones and they have brought their energy, their thoughts and actually their good energy and prayers to First Voices Indigenous Radio. As I start out every day that you hear First Voices Indigenous Radio on the air, you don't realize that within the introduction, I have a medicine man saying a prayer, talking about how we must look to the children and how we must look to the future for those generations of children coming up and how we must take care of ourselves now in order for that child to reach a full adulthood. And that's what we are doing here. That's what WBAI is now. It is an adult and we are still questioning why we have to do things the way that the rest of the world thinks they have to do, while we are being forced to do things. Why we are disenfranchised. Why are we being forced to do things that we don't want to do? Are we really true free? Are we being free as human beings? And I think by looking and educating ourselves with WBAI, First Voices Indigenous Radio, will bring you things like Thrive the Movement, Thrive the Movie. We are offering that for $80 here on WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And I thank you for joining us here and also calling that number. As always, I really appreciate all of you who have listened to WBAI through the years. And again, my name is Teokas and Ghost Horse. We are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. We are located here at 120 Wall Street. And the number to call for volunteers, what is that number to call for volunteers? 212-209-2950. Okay, you call the same number that you're pledging to. That way you can take your name as a volunteer. And 212-209-2950 is the number to call to pledge your $80 for the two-hour-plus DVD, the movie with Foster Gamble, with Vandana Shiva, with Satish Kumar, many other scientists, as well as people who look into the ancient cultures, the new energy technology. Even we dab a little bit into the ET and UFO part of it, and we look to the liberty part of it, how we must achieve this with good minds, with healthy spirits, and we look into the independent researchers we have here. We have visionaries. We have words and how people like Mahatma Gandhi did it, and people, philosophers, economists, and talking about the illogic that we have now and how much illogical, how illogical is it to live with a planet that we consistently destroy, and yet we think that we are bringing something wonderful to this planet, and yet we understand that there is another freedom to be gotten here, and that is called freedom to live and be with Mother Earth. And I describe it that way because we need peace with Earth, not peace on Earth. We need peace with Earth to truly achieve peace amongst ourselves. We have people who have volunteered all their life on this DVD. We have, again, authors and podcasters. We have all people, all walks of life on this DVD, Thrive. 212-209-2950, yours for $80. And again, my throat is giving out a little bit, so I'm going to have to take a break. We're going back to the DVD, Thrive, $80. If you can continue to call that number, we had a great, great flurry going on here. We won a blizzard the rest of the hour and 15 minutes that we are on the air. And those of you who have donated, have given your pledge to WBAI here at 120 Wall Street, I appreciate you. I really do. And it makes me energized to do more. It's like, okay, then I'll come on another year. I'll do this another year and see what we can do about bringing more awareness to the people out there. It's always been a pleasure coming in here. I've done it voluntarily. I've been a volunteer for 10 years. And I'm thinking, wow, 10 years, but I've volunteered for radio for 20 years. Now that's something to give of myself, and I felt free to give it and made me feel free that I volunteered. And everything I did, I understood that it was about giving, not sharing. And I say this, Tony, because I'm thinking about how Native people in this part of the world didn't have the word for sharing, because that meant you had to ration something. We only had one way of doing it, was giving. And that's why everybody's
here. You mean like when I lend my brother money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give, and it's never going to, you know, you don't expect
that. We'll have to have a fight about that later.
That's right. Just later. You will take it out.
I'm teasing. My brother lends me money. I never have to lend him money.
I had to deal with four brothers, you know, and we were like puppies all over each other. I'm telling you, we knew what competition was about.
I imagine.
So that's where we come from. But this is an amazing DVD. I'm just.
You know what's funny, Tioga? So we haven't gotten to the good part yet.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. There is so much in store for you folks. There's so much in this DVD. It covers so much ground. But my favorite thing about it is it doesn't just tell us what the problem is. Mm-hmm. It also presents solutions, viable solutions, solutions that people are already implementing around the planet to fight this. But it also talks about this energy that is rising on the planet that started with the Arab Spring, that took effect here in New York, took hold, and then spread across the planet. When the spring comes and we are sharing our energy in the way that these people are talking, you know, one of the keys to Zuccotti Park, Tiokas, and one of the driving factors behind, or the thought processes behind the way they organized, was just to have conversations with your neighbors. Just mm-hmm. talk. Wait, they got to Zuccotti Park. That park was chosen strategically because so many people had to walk by it. And what happened? People simply connected their energy. And that's a part of what this Thrive movement is about. It's a part of what the Occupy movement is about. It's what the Arab Spring is about. People are connecting their energy. And this energy is also going to connect eventually. 212-209-2950. Here's the deal, folks. We've got 10 minutes left in this hour. What we want to do is get 10 more of you on the phone before the top of the hour. It's only an $80 pledge. This is brand new, phenomenal material. You're going to hear from scientists. This man, Foster Gamble, is a scientist who mm-hmm. put all of this together. He graduated from Princeton, and he did come from a moneyed family, but he went in another direction. He wanted to use his resources to support the planet and support the people of the planet rather than to focus on himself. He has spent his whole life researching this energy and wondering if there is energy that we could access to help the planet. And it's the very kind of thing that we do here. 212-209-2950. We accept your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. We have volunteers standing by. There's the first of that 10, Tiokasen. Mm-hmm. Let's get those 9 other people to join. There is number 2. Thank you very much for joining in. Now we need 8 more of you. We have 9 minutes left in this hour. We need 8 more people to call. The pledge is just $80. The film is called Thrive. What on earth will it take? And it has the caption, "The world is waking up." And indeed you are, and indeed we are together. 212-209-2950. We're just trying to raise another $800 before the top of this hour. And that means that we need 8 more of you to call at this point and to help us do that. You're supporting First Voices Indigenous Radio. You are supporting WBAI. You are supporting free speech. And I'm so proud, Tiokasen, that we can have this microphone in front of us, that we have this outlet. As you said, for 20 years, you've been volunteering in radio. And it is because you get to put forward messages that you wouldn't. You know, one of our hosts was recently offered a position at a mainstream media outlet, and the person decided not to take the position because they'd been in media for so long. They know that when you take that mainstream, you don't get to present the issues. You are a part of a machine that tells you what issues you can present.
You're censored.
And that's exactly the mm-hmm. case, and that's why mm-hmm. WBAI and the Pacifica Network is paramount to media in this country, to putting out an important message for people who actually have something to say, who aren't just talking in circles, talking at you, but presenting information for you. 212-209-2950. We should have those phones lit up by now, folks. We asked for 10. We've gotten 3. That has to change, and it shouldn't be the case. Let's have them light up. We got 6 minutes left or 8 minutes left in this hour. Let's have you join those people who have called. 212-209-2950. The DVD is called Thrive. It's over 2 hours of material. It looks at free energy. It looks at solutions. It looks at the monopolies that people hold, that the elite hold, which are keeping us from accessing any other kind of energy, because as long as they have the rights to the oil underneath you and the gas underneath you, as long as they can go and break into the shale and fracture the surface of our planet to get that gas out, they are going to keep doing it because you can't profit from it. They can. You know, I used to work in title insurance at some point in my my life, Teokusin. And you would see people would buy land, and but the rights to the minerals underneath the land were already sold often to someone else. You could buy the land, but if they found minerals underneath, it did not belong to you because someone has a monopoly on that already. Amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's very interesting in the context of doing this work. I see how that worked and why that worked that way. 212-209-2950. Thank you for that phone call. We're now only four callers away, Teokusin, from getting to that 10 callers.
That's right. 212-2. I'm laughing because there's something similar in that, what you just said, that breath of similarity that I hear all the time about, you know, owning the land, but we really don't own it. We're just allowed to live on it.
Right.
Maybe the top 6 inches and everybody else owned. These corporations now called entities, called people, called individuals have that vote to take that away from you. That's what you don't understand because you're paying them rent to own something. I don't get it. But here, as you say, that there's WBAI is a solution strategic radio show, a radio station. And we are here. We are based on the years of consultants that we've had on. We have experts. We have everybody from all walks of life, historians. We have economics people. We have all these experts that come on, as well as everyday people like you and me coming on, giving your opinion, giving your knowledge and your wisdom to First Voices Indigenous Radio and WBAI. We have people from the arts and economics, but this movie Thrive, which we are offering for $80, only $80 for 2.5 hours of prime time knowledge. It's brand new, released 11/11/11, a very strategic day. And people, we need to actually look at the education factor. That American education is failing. It's not working anymore. It's not conducive with living with Mother Earth. It's turning out products. And you as a producer for the system, and we are tired of that. I see the younger generation being tired of being used as a subject or an object. We want to be the people as who we were freely, we were born with all those inalienable rights. And it, to me, it's not, no one should be giving you those rights. We were born with those rights. So we are understanding that. And I see that down on Wall Street. I see that here at WBAI. We seem to have a step or two ahead of the rest of the nation when it comes to understanding the real, true heartbeat of this country called Turtle Island, as we call it, a native country. And right here, right now, you can get this DVD, $80. 212-209-2950. It looks like we're getting our calls, Tony.
We are getting them. We have a few minutes left at the top of the hour. Make sure that you're a part of this as well. We will take your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. Please support this voice. Please support First Voices Indigenous Radio. I repeat, this show brings you these kinds of solutions on a regular basis. A regular basis. It teaches us to live with Mother Earth, to cooperate with her, to not destroy our environment, to live in harmony with it. That's what we hear about constantly on this program, and this DVD is presenting that same kind of solution and outlook. It's available to you for your pledge of just $80. I'm actually feeling like proud that we can present this. I'm so happy that we're able to bring this to our audience, and it hasn't been presented before. It's a brand new item. They put so much money. Bahram from the Venus Project was telling me that the Venus Project has gotten behind this just because they believe in it. They believe so much in the solutions that the film presents. They're not connected with it necessarily. They are doing this because they believe in the solutions presented in this film, like I do very much, and much of what's presented here. 212-209-2950. And you know, sometimes, Teokusin, I've brought premiums to the air that I didn't agree with everything in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't sometimes. But there is so much good information in some of them that I feel like it would be a disservice to our audience not to bring those. And you can say I disagree with that. What's wrong with that? And we don't always agree with, you know what I say about WBAI. If you don't like what we say on air, keep listening for an hour. We'll say the opposite.
Yeah.
Keep listening. 212-209-2950. We're coming up on a station break, folks. We need those phones to ring. We need to hear from you. The pledge is just $80. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. We got 2 minutes left in the hour, and we have a goal for each hour. And don't forget, when this is over, We start over again at the top of the hour, and we have to raise another $5,000 in the next hour.
That's right.
So this doesn't just stop. The momentum doesn't stop. We need you to continue to make those phone calls. Again, we accept your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa. I guarantee you, you will be proud that you pledged for this film. You'll be happy that you pledged for this film. You're going to be edified by watching this film, and you will return to it over and over and over.
212-209-2950, over and over and over. 212-209-2950. You know, when you talked about supporting the Venus Project was behind us, they look at things that are beyond the politics and the poverty and war. We're looking to the solutions, and that's part of the whole gist of this DVD, Thrive, for $80, 2 hour plus movie time, you can see here. And you know, the technology is involved in it. And where Jacques Fresco, who is the founder of the Venus Project, talking about in which human beings and technology and nature will be able to coexist in a long-term sustainable state of equilibrium, to be equal with Earth. That's what it's really saying. And I like to see that and know that one of these films, yes, we can question all we want, but when we look at what we are doing now, it's not working. It's not working the way we are living. So that's why we have Wall Street Occupy movement all over the world. There's more movements around the world than there is in the United States right now. And I understand that because it's happening to all of us at the simultaneous time. The energy is here, folks. And let's not jump on the bandwagon. Let's get off that wagon and form these Occupy movements in our mind and our spirit with our physicality, actually. So, and part of that is having down and coming up with solutions, strategic solutions. And we can do that by having our little community circles. WBAI, we have a little community circle right here. We're talking about that right now.
Absolutely.
And you are listening to us and you are calling, all those people calling 212-209-2950 are part of this community. That's why it's called a community radio station. And that is a dangerous. That's dangerous when people are sitting together thinking and being with each other and not being told what to do. 212-209-2950.
It's also revolutionary, Teokasin.
Evolutionary.
And evolutionary.
That's it.
You're listening to WBAI New York. We're going to get to more from this film now called Thrive. Thank you so much for your pledges of support this morning. We're going to go back now to Thrive.
For me, as intriguing as the Taurus and ETs and free energy are, the most compelling question was, would understanding these things really help alleviate human suffering in any way? And it turns out it can. So much of the pain on the planet has to do with the lack of access to energy. Can you stay warm? Can you get food and water? Can you get hospital care? All that has to do with energy access. If there is a fundamental pattern, which makes sense to me that evolution would be efficient in that way, and we can align with that pattern to create new technologies that will solve these problems, then it's worth it to me to open my mind to these socially taboo subjects.
If the new energy technologies were to be set free worldwide, the change would be profound. It would affect everybody. It would be applicable everywhere. These technologies are absolutely the most important thing that's happened in the history of the world.
So given the stakes, I decided to ask, who's benefiting from suppressing scientific research? Whose wealth and power are threatened by access to clean, free energy? Who has a motive to set up a world where so few have so much and so many have so little? As an independent researcher, I followed one of the cardinal rules of investigative journalism. If a story doesn't make sense, follow the money. Our being dependent on oil ensures that energy corporations continue to reap phenomenal profits. I see them committing huge resources to undermine energy alternatives, to control global reserves, and to maintain high oil prices. They have enough money and influence to suppress anything that might threaten their monopoly. So who's behind the huge energy corporations? The Rockefellers' oil empire got started in 1870 when John D. Rockefeller founded Standard Oil and became America's first billionaire. Standard Oil has since morphed into ExxonMobil and others. And the Rockefellers control our food as well. They were primarily responsible for the global shift to large-scale petroleum-based agriculture. I remember the so-called Green Revolution of the 1960s and 70s. Like most people, I thought it was a great thing. It was, however, based on the planting of huge plots with a single crop using vast amounts of oil-based fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides. The Green Revolution was the brainchild of the Rockefeller Foundation's Natural Science Division in partnership with large agricultural corporations. Petroleum-based agriculture provided vast new profits for the oil industry, but never lived up to its promises of ending hunger and promoting health. The Green Revolution did at first increase productivity because every bit of soil was being used for immediate production. But its true costs can now be seen. Taxpayers pay billions in subsidies to giant agribusiness corporations. Small family farms have all but disappeared. Biodiversity is destroyed. Toxic chemicals poison farm workers and pollute the land, water, and our food supply, endangering the health of us all. As of 2010, approximately one in every seven people worldwide did not have enough to eat.
The giant corporations who had brought us chemicals for chemical industrial agriculture, and they were talking about three instruments to consolidate the food chain. The first was genetic engineering as a way of control. The second was patenting seed and patenting life as a way of control, declaring seed to be private property, treating the saving of seed by farmers as a crime, as a theft of intellectual property. And the third was so-called free trade treaties that would rob ordinary people, farmers, growers, of their freedom to save seed. The design of Terminator technology to create sterile seed in order to impose even more dependence of humanity on a handful of corporations is the ultimate step in this. We are, through what we are doing with seed, literally for the first time, creating a new colonization, which I call the colonization of the future.
So in two crucial areas, energy and food, the same elite banking families and their corporations have taken control, and the consequences have been devastating. For me, it was overwhelming at first to discover such a monopoly of influence, but I knew it was important. Like learning you have a tough but treatable disease, it helps to understand what's causing it and how it operates if the goal is to cure it. So I continued my investigation. If oil and food are controlled by the big banking families, where else does their influence show up? As I followed the money, I began to see this same pattern of control in just about every area of our lives. And I always found the same families in charge, either directly through their banks and corporations or indirectly through their major foundations. Again, it was the Rockefellers who created the National Education Association with help from the Carnegie Foundation and later from the Ford Foundation. What the captains of industry wanted from our schools was an obedient and docile workforce who would be manageable employees and eager consumers.
Schools are to establish fixed habits of response to authority. That's why it takes 12 years. You're to respond reflexively when anyone in a position of authority tells you what to do.
Like education, health is yet another area dominated by big money and corporations. The American Medical Association, for example, is largely funded by the Rockefellers, who use their funding to influence AMA research and decision making.
The average MD in 4 years of medical school takes one course in nutrition, 2.5 hours in many cases, and the materials used, the curriculum materials, are supplied by the National Dairy Council and the National Livestock and Meat Board and other industries, including the Sugar Association, with products to sell that actually undermine our health in the first place.
Unfortunately, the way the system of medicine is set up, medical education is primarily, funded by pharmaceutical companies. So there's a motive to make and sell as many drugs as possible. It's also a very time-effective way of making money for the physician, for the pharmaceutical company, for the whole medical establishment. But it's really perpetuating the problems it was meant to alleviate.
Side effects may include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation.
Decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious.
Sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea, and sleepiness.
Can lead to coma or death.
How far will these forces go to make a profit? Would they actually suppress cures for diseases the way they've suppressed free energy technology? Sadly, my research has shown me the answer is yes. One well-documented example is the case of Dr. Royal Rife. In the 1920s, Dr. Rife invented the most advanced microscopes of his time. He also developed a new technique he called coordinative resonance, which was apparently able to destroy cancerous tumors as well as viruses. In 1934, in clinical trials affiliated with the University of Southern California, Rife's treatment was tested on 16 terminally ill cancer patients. Within 3 months, they were all successfully cured. Soon after, a lab testing Rife's technology was burned down and a frivolous lawsuit was filed. Through the efforts of Morris Fishbein, head of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Rife was essentially shut down and ruined, his brilliant and promising work all but forgotten.
It was really hard for me to consider that someone might actually be suppressing cures. And cancer has run through my family like a raging river. I found out that it's all about patents. If a pharmaceutical company can patent and make money from treatment, especially one that we have to keep on using, then that's what we get. Otherwise, we don't even hear about it. It's not just Rife who got shut down. Reen Case had an old Indian Ojibwe formula that was effective. Harry Hoxie and Max Gerson had natural remedies that worked. But you know, if you go and you look them up, the AMA makes them sound like complete quacks. And that's where following the money has been so helpful, because the same powers who control the AMA and their research and funding control the pharmaceuticals. So there's a multi-trillion dollar financial incentive to suppress cures that can't be patented. Knowing that cures exist has not taken away the anguish I feel from losing so many people I love to cancer. It's given me something really satisfying to do with the pain. And I believe when we take the love and devotion that we have for everyone who's died and who will die unnecessarily, and directed to developing and getting these cures out to people who need them, we can break this cancer legacy and heal.
As difficult as it was for me, I have come to an inescapable and profoundly disturbing conclusion. I believe that an elite group of people and the corporations they run have gained control over not just our energy, food supply, education, and healthcare, but over virtually every aspect of our lives. And they do it by controlling the world of finance, not by creating more value, but by actually controlling the source of money.
All right, you are listening to First Voices Indigenous Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM, and you are listening to Thrive, the movie, a 2+ hour movie that you can get here. And we are watching it as I am speaking and looking at the various factors and what they have brought to the insightfulness of us all. And they've done the research. He spent 40 years from the time he was a young man to actually bring this out, you know, and he brought it out last year, 11-11-11. And that is his account. You know, he's brought into the uniqueness that we should be listening to, how to thrive, what on earth will it take? And it is here. You can get it here for $80, $80, 212-209-2950 is that number to call. And you're getting in here. We need people to start calling that number to get us going again at this hour. We've been listening to the last 10, 11 minutes of Thrive, the movie. And again, those of you who understand what the process is about. We raise the issues here, the most interesting, perhaps not so important for the answers, but more of the questions. And that's what we are looking at, the process of how money is circulated, how they've controlled the medicinal cures for cancer, in a sense, and how those scientists were disappeared, in a sense, too. So we're getting it right here. We're seeing all this stuff and his research. And I have looked at where he's done his research and all the experts he has on, and they are well-established people that know their stuff. And I like to say that because, you know, where else am I going to go? Am I just going to sit down and listen to it without doing research into it? So there it is, folks. There you have it right here on WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And I ask you to look at what you have, what you want to do, and it comes up with, you know, of course, we talk about the problems, like Tony said, but we also want to look at the solutions. And by talking about the problems, we won't know what the solutions can be. And part of those solutions are right here, and it's yours. And fortunately, we have it here for you, this gift, this offering of $80. And we just had an interview today, earlier at 10 o'clock with Foster Gamble. That says, no, why do I have trouble saying his name, anyway.
I'm not sure, but you got it out.
Anyway, I got it out.
I'm just impatient.
In this second language. You're impatient, that's right. I'm impatient, too, sometimes.
I'm an Aries. I'm impatient.
What does that mean, anyway?
It means I'm impatient.
Oh, all right. Okay. That means, what is Libra, then? That means...
I think it means your moon is in Uranus.
I think that's totally impossible, you know?
No, Uranus, right? Where the moon...
No. It's another planet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called the sun.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know about these signs, but I took that almost as an insult. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you're a Libra?
I don't know.
212-209-2950. I think what we see here established in this last clip, Teokasin, is a pattern. Yeah. There's a pattern here, and it is whatever these people can patent, whatever they can control, whatever monopoly they can have, they are fighting to keep. When people engage in their own power and start to realize that we actually have power, that we need to break up these monopolies, this tyranny of the monopoly whereby certain people control the pharmaceutical industry, for instance. People come out with whatever works. And, you know, when we're offering health premiums, I often ask the question, what would happen if they cured cancer? How many doctors wouldn't be on the golf course today? Would it serve that industry to cure cancer? And it is an industry. And this is what we see. Two examples here, or three examples, of people who came up with cures. More than three examples here. People who had cures that disrupted, tested scientifically. The AMA made them out to be quote-unquote quacks if you do research on them. However, their protocols worked and healed people. They were suppressed. The same that we saw earlier with the energy technology. Suppressed. Scientists actually killed. Scientists threatened because they want to suppress that energy to keep us addicted to oil, to keep us addicted to petroleum. It is nonsense. We have got five people on the line. We need seven more of you before we go back to another clip. Let's make that happen. The pledge this morning is only $80. Only $80. This DVD is so full of information. You see, we've gone from energy now to health. And we move to another subject after that. But you see repeatedly these monopolies that they can control that a few elite people make money off of, and the rest of us have to buy from them. And did you hear the side effects, Teokasin, of the medicines they were offering to us in the film?
Oh, yeah, take a pill for your headache, and you get 25 side effects. What's
right.
the deal with that?
What is that? What? I don't. And yet we keep doing it. And what they've done now that they can put it on television, they've trained us to go ask your doctor. You might need this shaky leg syndrome. Are you kidding me, shaky leg syndrome? I shake my leg all the time. I need a pill for that? Are you kidding me? They come up with this nonsense.
You're shaking your leg all the time.
Yes,
all right, okay.
It's for profit. It's always for profit, and it's always profit for a few.
Wait. Is your leg for shaking your leg is for profit? What are you saying?
No, the pills are for profit.
Okay.
Ask Andrea Katz, our development director. She's annoyed by me constantly because my leg is shaking when she's talking to me. But that's all right. What we're looking at here is a way to use solutions, to put solutions into play.
Yes.
And that's what this Thrive movie and movement is about. It's about people coming together collectively to make change, to share their energy and their field of interest. You know, you don't have to do what someone else wants. And as he said, he has 12 categories. Which one is your passion? What are you passionate about, and how can that serve you and the greater community? 212-209-2950. Give us a call. Pledge your support. We're going to look a little bit in this film now at the banking system, Teokasin, and I think we ought to let folks hear the same kind of, we see the same pattern, just like he saw in the beginning with the toroidal pattern. We'll see the same pattern with the banking system. This is more from Thrive.
It turns out that banks actually have about 9 times as much money loaned out as they have on reserve in their vaults. This is possible because of what's referred to as fractional reserve lending. The way it works is that the Federal Reserve, or the central bank in any country, is legally allowed to determine the amount a bank must have on reserve. In the U.S., it's currently around 10%. So if you deposit $10,000 into the bank, the bank sets aside 10%, or $1,000, and then loans out the rest of your money. The way it works is, say another person comes into the bank and asks for a car loan of $9,000. At this moment, the bank loans out the $9,000 from your original deposit. It isn't there anymore. The borrower then pays the person selling the car, and they go deposit the money into another bank, which is part of the same central banking system. This $9,000 is treated as a new deposit, and the process continues. The money gets redeposited and reloaned until the initial deposit of $10,000 becomes $100,000. The banking system just created $90,000 by loaning out your money. Apparently, it began with the goldsmiths in the 17th century, when people were trading in gold. Gold was heavy to carry around, so people stored the actual metal in vaults and traded receipts instead. Those receipts were the first paper money. Since only a few people would withdraw their gold at any given time, the vault owners, basically the new bankers, began creating receipts for more metals than they actually held. They loaned out those receipts and charged interest on money, gold, that they didn't really have. That's how our so-called fractional reserve system was born. In this system, the bankers get to make up money out of nothing, while the rest of us have to work hard to earn it. It has created a modern form of serfdom where the mass of society is now working to pay off their debt to the banks. Under this fractional reserve scheme, we inevitably become debt slaves to a ruling class of financial elite. Not because they are better or smarter than anyone else, but because they have rigged the system to benefit themselves at the expense of most people on the planet. Catherine Austin Fitz is an expert on this issue. She was an assistant secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President George Bush Sr., and then an advisor to the Clinton administration.
Let's set up a game of Monopoly and you want to buy Park Place. What I can continually do is just print money, give myself more money, lower the value of your money by printing more. No matter how hardworking you are or how successful you are, I can always end up buying you for free.
So how come if you or I make up money, it's called counterfeiting? But if the banks do it, it's increasing the money supply. How did the banks get this power? This is Jekyll Island, where in 1910, representatives from the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, Morgans, and other private bankers gathered secretly to draft the legislation that would create the Federal Reserve. Ed Griffin literally wrote the book on what happened at Jekyll Island.
Central banks are banking cartels which have gone into partnership with the respective governments in the countries where they operate. And they've been given monopolistic power over the creation of the nation's money supply. That's what the politicians handed to them as a gift, you might say, for the partnership. Now, in return, what do the bankers do for the politicians? They promise to create money out of nothing, now that they've got this legal power to do it, anytime the government needs it.
And since 2008, we've witnessed the greatest fake money printing run in recorded history. This financial sleight of hand disguises the costs, hides who's to blame, and leaves us as debt slaves working to pay off the bill. I found it revealing that in the same year the Federal Reserve was founded, 1913, the Internal Revenue Service was also established. An income tax was then instigated so you and I would have to pay the politicians' debt plus interest to the bankers.
The problem is we have a privately owned central bank system in the United States disguised as a government-owned system. Now, if you look in the telephone book here in the Washington, D.C. area, you look up for Federal Reserve in the blue government pages, it's not there. It's in the white pages right next to Federal Express. It's a privately owned central bank.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Now, that was the voice of Alan Greenspan, Teocasin. Did I hear what I think I just heard?
You just heard it.
No agency has oversight over the Federal Reserve?
Nope.
Now, wait a minute. It's a foreign entity. It's not a part of the government. Is that correct? But our government doesn't have oversight over it?
No.
What? What the hell is going on in this country? That is shocking. That is shocking to me. That is indeed revealing. That's a John Lehrer, I believe, PBS, the Lehrer News Hour, or whatever mm-hmm. the show is called, interviewing Alan Greenspan, the man who controlled the flow of the money in this country for quite a while, saying that the Federal Reserve cannot be overseen by the U.S. government. Mind you, we learn also in that clip that the Federal Reserve is not a U.S. government entity. It is a group of bankers, and we Americans pay interest to them to print our money. Why do we need another entity to print our money? You have to ask the question. Y'all have to see this DVD. 212-209-2950. It's called Thrive. And that, again, is enlightening. The Federal Reserve is a bank that we pay money to. But before that, even, we heard how the banking system works, too. Because you put your $10,000 in, they take that and lend it out nine times more than you put in. They create money out of thin air. It's only on a sheet. It's not actual money. Why can't you and I do that? I mean, they're making it up as they go, literally. It's insane. That's what we're looking at in this film, folks. We're looking at how deep the rabbit hole really goes, how deeply controlled we are by this elite group of people, this small group, in this case, bankers who have control over the money supply. The Federal Reserve is a central bank that was created. Mind you this, we can never pay them back everything we owe them because every dollar they print comes with interest. Mm-hmm. And you can't print enough dollars to pay the interest back. So it makes no sense whatsoever. I would argue that our government should have, and the Constitution actually requires that our government print its own money. 212-209-2950. If you didn't know that that was going on right in your backyard, I will tell you that that is why people were sleeping in Zuccotti Park. That is why people were saying no in Zuccotti Park. That is why people around this planet are standing up. And it is to this very system. 212-209-2950.
What is so illustrating here is the fact that there is a pyramid going on. We know this stuff, but you were describing the people and the planet and all living things are at the bottom of the level, the majority of us, right? Then above us is the government. And we talk about Obama, we talk about congressmen, but above them is corporatocracy, the corporations. But above them is the big banks, and above them is the national central banks, and above them is international central banks, right? And then you have the Bank for International Settlements, but at the top is the financial elite. This is what we are talking about. Those people who we've seen here, I mean, we have Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan, we have other people, but that's how the pyramid is built. Domination, control of the wealth and resources of us all, and only a few have the control of that. That's not democracy. That's not freedom. That's suppression. That's oppression. Anything you can come up with, that's not freedom in the sense that we have to understand where this starts, because a lot of us tend to leave it up to that same government that we allow, we vote for, they say we overrule us, and we give them full power to take care of our problems. But that's not happening anymore, because it's still trickled down from the very few, the elite, the financial elite, the global financial elite, including members of representatives of the Rockefeller, Rothschild, the Morgan families, holding secret meetings and making important decisions for you and me in these closed groups, such as a Council on Foreign Relations. The plans are implemented throughout the world and with the material and wealth and control that they have over you and me. So we have to understand that structure in order to do something about it. We talk about the problem. Now we are going to be looking at the solutions in this next part here, coming up here within a few minutes or so. But right now, we are asking you for $80 to understand along with us, Thrive, the movement, $80, 212-209-2950, 3 minutes, Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, 2 hours, 2.5 hours of knowledge you can take within your brain and take internally, because we're talking and covering all the bases. Thrive, the movie, watch it, and you'll understand what we are talking about. All I can ask you is to support WBAI and understand along with us that we are needed as much as you are needed listening to WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to get your DVD, Thrive, for $80 right here. And you think about how integral, I think this DVD is part of the integral ness of the solution, because they are actually going to the ground and talking not just to the experts, but to the people, and talking about the planet and all living things, where all these above the financial elite, the banks, the international cartel, the big banks, the corporates, the governments all have to return to someday anyway. I think we talk and we look at things in a transcendental language that we get disconnected by saying things such as higher consciousness, because it's the consciousness that they don't want us to think about. So they get us into this other language of talking about disconnecting. So when we look at this DVD, I think it connects us, reconnects us of what we really should be doing.
Damn,
in our personal
lives.
Damn,
I love your perspective. I love your perspective, brother.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
That's the phone number to call, folks. That's what we've got to do. We're going to get back to more of this film. But don't forget that we are really here about the business of raising money for WBAI. We're going to send this incredible DVD out to you, but that's not what this is about. This is about keeping the station going. This is about keeping a space on the airwaves in the media where we can have these conversations. You will not hear this in the mainstream, and you won't hear this in the other media that claim to be alternative. They won't have this discussion. They won't discuss the fact that we have a central bank that we pay interest to when our government should be printing its own money. We have no need to pay interest to bankers, many of whom are not from this country, many of whom who are a part of foreign banks that hold stake in this particular entity, which is the Federal Reserve Bank. One more time, the Federal Reserve Bank is only federal in name. It is not a part of our government. And you heard Alan Greenspan say a moment ago, we are independent even of your government. You have no control nor charge over us. You should all tighten up right now and get goosebumps. 212-209-2950. That's because that's very frightening, Teokasin. 212-209-2950. Our country is at wars around this world in service to that very monopolistic capital, the people that control that and the other banks that Teokasin was talking about, those world banks that are above those central banks. 212-209-2950. Here's the deal, folks. Teokasin and I have to raise another $5,000 before the top of this hour. That means we're going to need to get another 40 callers in here by the top of the hour. We're about $4,000 we need to raise, really. So we need another 40 of you to call. Let's just make sure. We're going to get back to some more from this film. Let's make sure those phones continue to ring. It's imperative that you participate. American Express, MasterCard, or Visa. We will take all of them, but we need to know that you are there. 212-209-2950. Only an $80 pledge for the film Thrive. You're keeping free speech radio alive.
$40 for every year. Go ahead, go ahead. Go over
money on behalf of the Treasury. The Federal Reserve prints money on a debt-based system which creates scarcity. But it puts a group of insiders in a position of having access to all the data about the economy when we don't. So you have a small group of bankers who understand the data on how the money works in the economy, and it gives them the ability to print money in a way that the insiders are protected and everybody else is drained.
Catherine went on to compare a healthy economy to a vibrant Taurus, balanced, freely flowing, and energized throughout, in contrast to what's happening in our current economy.
What you have is a system that's very dynamic, and it's trying to optimize. But intertwined in the core of it, you have a tapeworm. The way a tapeworm works in your body is it injects a chemical into your body that makes you crave what's good for the tapeworm and bad for you. You have a parasite that's very much manipulating and engorging itself at the expense of the whole.
We live in a tapeworm economy where the financial elite are the tapeworm and they're feeding on us. And they don't like it when people blow their cover. After Catherine began exposing government corruption at the highest levels, the FBI raided her company and seized its assets. She was dragged through the courts for 10 years before being found innocent. So we've got the Federal Reserve, a privately owned corporation with a monopoly on creating money, but with no accountability, backed up by a government with a monopoly on force. The country got sold on the Fed as an institution that would help stabilize the economy and remain independent of politics. But in fact, in close to a century of existence, the Federal Reserve has done just the opposite. Since they took charge, we've been robbed through inflation, and the purchasing power of the dollar has declined more than 96%. And the wealth gap makes it clear most of the money is going to a very few. Only 16 years after the Federal Reserve was in power, America experienced the Great Depression. My research revealed that before the big crash in 1929, the elite bankers pulled their money out of the stock market. After the crash, they used that money to buy up cheap stocks and smaller failing banks for pennies on the dollar. Among the bankers who consolidated their wealth this way were the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and Morgans. A similar scenario played out in the 2008 financial collapse, with the same bankers benefiting. In the years leading up to the collapse, the biggest banks, including Bank of America, Citigroup, and Chase, controlled by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and Morgans, were bundling and trading bad loans that they knew would eventually fail. It's like putting rotten oranges in a box and selling them as grade AAA. The bundlers of the debt knew it was only a matter of time before someone would open that box and see that the content was worthless, since they were the ones who packed the boxes in the first place. When the rotten oranges, what we hear about as unsound loans, derivatives, and credit default swaps, were finally discovered, everyone was impacted. People lost their homes, their jobs, their businesses, and their retirements. Meanwhile, the biggest banks who created the problem in the first place were the ones who got bailed out. Why is that? Why would the Federal Reserve give trillions to the banks, even though the majority of Americans were against bailing them out? And why not help those most in need rather than the perpetrators of the financial collapse? My research led me to believe that the same people who created the Federal Reserve, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the Morgans, still control it, and they use this scheme to bail themselves out at our expense.
Many of the banks created are still the most powerful lobby on Capitol Hill, and they frankly own the place.
I'm convinced that the near collapse of the economy in 2008 resulted from an orchestrated pump-and-dump scheme designed and executed by the big bankers to consolidate wealth and power. David Icke explained...
All right, here we are, folks. We are here talking about that financial elite and the Bank for International Settlements, and down we go to the people, the planet, and all living things, and how they were. It was a scheme. It was a scheme. The fallout, the bailouts, everything was a scheme, and you had to pay for it. So there we go. Once again, you are paying for it, and their mistakes, which was intentional, which weren't in mistakes. They were done intentionally. So, you know, it's our mistake to pay the bailouts is what I think. But part of that is what you're getting here. The solutions were, is the next, creating solutions is the next section we'll be going to find out how we can start doing something about it, how it is feasible in our own lives, private lives, in our thoughts. And we need to start somewhere, folks, and that's part of it. So, 212-209-2950 to get the phones ringing again. We are down to the last 20 minutes or so here in WB, 15 minutes, because I have to get out 5 minutes for the next producer to come in. So we have 15 minutes, folks. And those of you who are going to lunch, it's your time to step up and say, I'm going to do this. I heard it before. Maybe it's new to you and you need to find out more. Well, this is the most and the updated and the new movie called Thrive. We are offering it for $80 here. When you call that number and offer a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express for $80.
So yeah. You can't even say American. Look at you.
I know.
Say Turtle Island Express.
Turtle Island Express. That's American. I understand that. And you, $80, man. You know, it's always something, Tony, to be here with you. You understand that? 212-209-2950.
I love throwing you off.
I know. Well, and it's trying to turn this holistic thought pattern I have into something very hierarchical and linear.
No. I appreciate it. I'm just saying, like, you're from Turtle Island, not from American Express. You're from Turtle Island Express. It's a whole different monster for you. I appreciate that.
It's a different beast, I'd say it is.
Absolutely.
So 212-209-2950. I appreciate you coming in here to help me help to understand this even more, because you saw it privately and I took it to the listeners, and I was able to take this home.
Mm-hmm. And spend some time with it, some real time.
Yeah, and you were able to see it as special screening. But I think it's very worth the money, the effort, the donation that you give to us here at WBAI. And I really want to commend those people who have called already. I want to thank you. I appreciate you for doing so and taking and going out on lib and trying to figure out what that knowledge is that we are giving and the people are giving in this DVD, Thrive, the movie, 2.5 hour movie or so. And for $80, only $80. And it's something that you will take and understand and argue with and criticize, as well as criticize us for offering it. And I think that's what's good, because we're making the energy go. We are stirring the energy up, which is needed. We are not toeing the line of mainstream media or press or the left or the progressive. We are just doing this because it's needed now. There's no, you know, when we get out of this system, this program, we're going to go out energy as we came in. And all those labels and other crap that's been holding us down, suppressing us, won't be allowed. We won't need them, because we'll find out what we were talking about all the time is the fact that we need to care for each other by caring for the earth. And I always say this, that's first on my agenda with everything, is Mother Earth. Because when we do that, we're fighting for all of us, not just, you know, the Republicans or the Democrats or the Americans or the Russians or whatever, or a God. It's one thing that we don't do in Native countries. We do not argue over God. You cannot have that. And that, I think that's at the gist of everything. We're arguing about who's who and what's what and belongs to whatever. You know, and I think that we're past that now. Let's get over it. Let's get on with what the real problem is. We made mistakes about how to live with Earth. And now we have to rectify ourselves and understand that we cannot do it the same way that we have been doing it. And this DVD kind of goes through those problems, but also offers the solutions.
This is about returning power back to the people. And I think that we should go through one more quick look at this film, Teokasin, because one of my favorite parts about it is the solutions that it provides. And we're not going to make it through all of it, but let's share some of that with the audience. We need those phones to continue to ring. Remember, we have to raise $5,000 in this hour to support WBAI, 212-209-2950, an $80 pledge for Thrive.
I see this process as nothing less than a struggle for the soul of humanity. It begins with a shift in worldview, answering the question, who are we really? What is human nature? Are we humans what the elite would have us believe? Stupid, greedy creatures who, if left to our own devices, would devolve into violence and chaos, and so for our own good must be ruled over by a self-appointed elite? Or are we naturally caring and creative? I believe when people are healthy and have what we need to survive, we can create a world based on integrity, freedom, and compassion. A world where everyone can thrive. Which of these two views will shape our future? That's our choice now. The agenda of the ruling elite is the product of a destructive worldview based on their beliefs that there's not enough to go around, that some people are more deserving than others, and that their own safety depends on maintaining absolute control over the rest of us. In short, their worldview is based on scarcity and fear. But as powerful as they are, the architects of the New World Order cannot create their dreadful vision without our collusion. To stop them, to render their agenda obsolete, we have to wake up. We have to take action.
This is like the last effort of a particular phase of civilization. It's its last gasp, really, and I often use the metaphor of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, because a caterpillar crunches its way through the ecosystem. It's very destructive. It eats 300 times its weight in a day until it's so bloated that it hangs itself up and goes to sleep, and its skin turns into a hardened chrysalis. And then in its body, you get these imaginal cells. Biologists actually call them that, forming within the caterpillar's body. The caterpillar's body then actually becomes a nutritive soup for those cells. But what's important about that metaphor is that the old and the new coexist for a while. And it's the job of the caterpillar to preserve its life. It's a desperate government that we have now, trying to control oil in the Middle East and wanting now to promote nuclear energy and all these things that they know better, but they have to play out the role of protecting themselves. It's their job. And if you love butterflies, you don't go around stepping on caterpillars. So we can't hate them. It doesn't do any good. But if you want alternative energy, you don't ask an oil economy administration to produce it for you. We have to produce it. We imaginal cells have to show that it's cheaper, more efficient, and more effective. Our job is to build the new world.
If we had the vision and a worldview that says our crisis is at birth and everybody's needed and everybody will have more of what they truly want, you could turn this desperate world into a renaissance of human creativity and love.
It may seem that the controlling elite has all the cards, but we have many advantages of our own. First, let's talk numbers. Very few people are consciously perpetrating the domination agenda. Most of those helping to implement the plan don't understand the full picture of what they're a part of. By my calculations, we outnumber the actual architects of the plan by more than 1,000,000 to 1 in the U.S. alone. Entrepreneur and environmentalist Paul Hawken estimates that there are now well over 1,000,000 organizations in the world that work towards social and environmental justice, comprising the largest social movement in the history of humankind. This movement, when connected electronically, could become a network of networks that will be the most powerful activist force for change ever.
If you look at the people who are involved with restoring this earth and stopping the damage and resisting the depredation and nurturing change and reimagining what it means to be a human being, and you're not optimistic, then you might want to get your heart checked, you know, because there is an extraordinary, beautiful, gorgeous, fierce group of people in this world who are taking this on.
The second important advantage for us is that all the power centers that the elite control require our participation. If enough of us withdraw our support, their plan can't work. This is true of the central banks, the military, the corporate media, the government, and more. And following the models of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., we have the power of nonviolent non-participation. It takes tremendous energy, resources, and deception to try to dominate the lives of others. In moving toward freedom, on the other hand, we have on our side the evolutionary life force and what Gandhi called satyagraha, the simple power of truth.
In India, we have thousands of villages which are now freedom zones. So we will not accept patenting. We will not cooperate with it, just like Gandhi did not cooperate with salt laws. We will not allow chemicals and genetically engineered crops to enter our ecosystems because they threaten this biodiversity. And this freedom movement, which is a freedom movement for all species, not just for individual humans.
Exactly, for all species, not just us humans. You know, that's the thing. We're so stuck on ourselves or amazed by ourselves, what we have done, but we're not, when it comes to what we have really done to the earth, we kind of shy away from that.
And we ain't but half a step above monkey.
Is that?
It's true.
It's true, you go for it.
I can't help it, Teoka. So 212-209-2950. That, to me, is very beautiful. You hear the voice there of Vandana Shiva talking about the GMO-free zones in India. The people are fighting back. The people are standing up, and it isn't a fight. It's a positive action. They're not fighting back. They're joining with the earth to use the natural. They are saying, no, you cannot bring your Monsanto seeds in here. The people simply won't accept them after... Thousands and thousands of farmers have killed themselves in that country because they took those Monsanto seeds and they could not, when their crops failed, they couldn't feed their families or provide for their communities. They killed them. Guess what they've done now? They've created GMO-free zones all over that country. Yeah. Teokasin, you were saying in Hungary last week, they threw all of the GMO companies out. Mm-hmm. They're headed here, by the way. The final one that left Europe is coming to open so that they can... Yeah. Proliferate here in North America and South America. We've got to find a way to stop that too. But right now, we're trying to find a way to support WBAI, and we do that by having you call 212-209-2950. This movie is called Thrive. It's only an $80 pledge, and it argues that we are meant to thrive on this planet. We should not have people in other countries struggling every day to eat, struggling for housing, struggling for electricity. All of that should be available to us all as a species, and then we will have a different experience as human beings on this planet. The film is Thrive. It's only $80. We need your support now, folks. We have people waiting in the phone room. Let us hear from you. 212-209-2950. You've heard about the monopolies, the control of the banks. You've heard about the monopolies that control the drug supply. You've heard about the monopolies that control energy, that keep us tied to petroleum. Now, he offers solutions, and we don't have time to get through all of them, but you can get to them, and you can get to them by ordering this film from us. 212-209-2950. The film is called Thrive. It's brand new. It just rocked me, Teokasin, when I saw it. I left Kathy Davis and I went to see the screen, and I just told her, you know, Kathy, our audience is going to love this so much. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that we can present this to them. I'm so glad that Barham from the Venus Project invited me over, and Les Jameson gave me a call and invited me over to 56 Walker, and we got to watch this film, and I'm really glad to be able to present it to you. And it's just an $80 pledge, and I really had to fight for that, by the way, an $80 pledge. And so we're getting it to you so you can have the information in your home for yourself. Join us and join those people on the line now in supporting WBAI. Give us a call, 212-209-2950.
That's right. I'm still thinking about the monkey, by the way.
It's
I'm
true.
Thinking, like, poor monkeys. Look at what we're putting them. You know, what have they done to the earth? Look what we've done. Anyway, 212-209-2950 is a number to call. And thank you so much. Your generosity has been enormous today. And those of you who have had that time to call in, use that 3 minutes to call in by Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. I said it. And I was able, you are able to understand it even further. Once you get this in your hand, you can look at it and revisit it anytime you want, because I think this is going to go on until something is actually done. We can continue to draw the knowledge and the wisdom and actually the research that has been done. You know, think about association is voluntary, not coerced. Exchange is by choice, not force. course. And if you volunteer like we have here, like I have, you know, it really does something physically. It changes you, makes you more healthy. When you give, it makes you healthy. That's the key to life. And what have corporations and government, another word is the domination, have done to you? They've only taken from you, and they've taken, but we're still giving. But see, now we can do this. What did he say? This nonviolent, non-participation movement that should be going on now, because, you know, it's like, well, let's line up to for our death as a species. Well, we don't want to do that. We weren't made here to kill things. We were made here to make things thrive and live. So those of us and those of you who are with us can understand that such thing as WBAI and First Voices Indigenous Radio are part of the thriving, and part of the solution is by knowing and seeing the people that we have been talking about and you associate yourself with. And we do that here, and we are given a choice, folks. So we're at that crossroads right now. And this is where we are, to be aware we need to make this choice. Which way are we going to go? And I could go into the prophecies that we as Indigenous peoples have always had all over the world. The 5% of us have been telling the 95% of you. let's say it that way.
Uh-huh.
But we've been occupying Wall Street here at WBAI for what, 10, 12, 13 years? So we are ahead of that movement.
Absolutely. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call. Oddly, we have lines open. I don't understand why that is. We need you to join us, folks. We need about another 15 calls. We have 7 minutes left in this hour. We need about another 15 of you to call for us to get to our goal. Let's get that started. The pledge is just $80. The DVD is Thrive. You are going to be edified. You're going to be amazed. You're going to see this. And one of the things that just popped on the screen in front of us while the movie is still playing, as he's suggesting solutions, is to support independent media. It said it on the screen right in front of me. That's what we're doing today, supporting WBAI. I'm telling you, folks, we can't do this without you. We can't get this message out to as many New Yorkers, as many New Jerseyers, as many Connecticuters, as many Pennsylvaniaers, as we can without your support. It's only because of you that we're able to put this on the airwaves. It's only because of you we're able to bring these solutions. And I want to say a big thank you to every one of you who have made this possible and who have joined us today. Please continue. Help us to get this movie in the hands of New Yorkers and to see it. And I want to tell you, too, if you don't want to wait till you receive your film, because it's going to take us about 6 to 8 weeks to ship it to you. And by the way, we're charging shipping and handling on our premiums now. Didn't mention that this morning. But you can go see a screening of this movie at 4 p.m. on Saturdays at 56 Walker here in Manhattan. They're airing it for the next two Saturdays in February, or for all of the Saturdays in February. You can get a preview of the film, but guess what? You're going to want to watch it again. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call right now. Tioka said I asked for 15 calls and we got one. Uh-oh. Not going to get it done, folks. We need to hear from you. Support your local community station. Support Free Speech Radio and support First Voices Indigenous Radio.
That's right. I'd like to go out quoting someone, actually. You can avoid reality, but you cannot avoid the consequences of avoiding reality.
Ah.
That's the whole deal, folks. And thank you for joining us here at WBAI. We do want you to continue to call 212-209-2950. We have 2 minutes left, and let's continue to make the board ring. We need it to ring. Those of you who are stepping out to lunch, hey, 3 minutes before you step out at 3 minutes to do this, and you'll be in time for lunch. Go for it. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 to get this movie Thrive, the 2.5-hour movie for $80, only $80. Fantastic, amazing, mesmerizing, all those words that you can say about it, but it's real, folks. It talks about how we must deal with this reality we are in now. It's not going to jump too far ahead in the future or go back too far into the past. It's going to talk about what we can do successfully now.
212-209-2950. Give us a call. Get your copy of Thrive. What on earth will it take? The world is waking up. 212-209-2950. American Express, MasterCard, or Visa. Make that phone ring. We have about 30 seconds left in this program. We need your phone calls. We need your support for First Voices Indigenous Radio. You're going to see the problems as he sees them, as outlined in this movie by Foster Gamble. But then you're also going to see solutions presented by many of the same folks that you heard earlier in the film. 212-209-2950. Final chance for you to call and get through. Thrive, just an $80 pledge to WBAI.
That's right. And again, Your generosity is amazing, as always, community and sponsors of this radio station, to WBAI and First Voices Indigenous Radio. And I'd like to thank Ife for helming the board for us, and also the new engineer coming in, who's an old engineer, who is Michael G. Haskins, will be with you through the afternoon and update you with whatever is coming up next. And so thank you so much for joining us here at WBAI. Continue to call 212-209-2950. Again, 212-209-2950. My name is T. Okeson, Ghost Horse. Thank you so much. And thank you, Tony.
Hi, I'm Chris Wells. I'm the artistic director of the Obie Award-winning Secret City, and we support working artists and those who love the arts in New York City. We are having a Carnival of Love Tuesday, February 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. It's going to be at the gym at the historic Judson Church, 243 Thompson Street on Washington Square in the heart of Greenwich Village. We have a lot of performers, such as a bearded lady and belly dancers. We're going to have games and activities. And all of this is to support the Secret City. There will also be a silent auction. For tickets and information, visit our website at www.thesecretcity.org, or you can call us at 212-683-3908. Thank you.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York. Anything can happen. Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York. Anything can happen.
Artsy-fartsy show.
I'm a painter. I'm a writer.
Well, I play in brass band.
Artsy-fartsy show.
A great artist. I live fabulously in fear, doing what I love.
I'm a writer. I have a permanent muse. And one of my big dreams, my big dream. I'm a dancer, and one of my big dreams is to have a street performance.
In the best gallery in the best world. Galleries in the world.
And one of my big dreams, and my big dream, and my big dream is to have a collection of, like, 20 short films. I am an artist, and my creative thing is finding creative ways to paint the world.
The idea that we can take.
And welcome, everyone, to the Artsy Fartsy Show here on WBAI 99.5 FM. My name is Jack Dorakis, and I am here with Barika Edwards, and we are your hosts today for the Artsy Fartsy Show, where we care deeply about creativity and the creative arts in New York City. And today we're going to talk about something that's going to help you with your creativity, whether you're an artist, whether you're a writer, whether you're a musician or a sculptor or a dancer, or anyone who wants to think outside the box and you want to help your creativity along. We're here to talk about today something called the Creative Mind System. Now, this is a CD that you listen to, and it helps your brain and your brainwaves accustom to the creativity that they need to open up your mind in the ways that help many successful artists and musicians. Sometimes, as artists, we feel blocked. We feel like our art is stagnant. Life loses its sweetness, as our friend Julia Cameron would say. And there are many things that you can do to help. Like the artist's way can help, and doing morning pages can help. But the creative mind system is a different way to stimulate your brain with these sound waves that come from this music. The music is very ambient and it's very pleasant to listen to, but what you're hearing is not what your brain is hearing. What your brain is getting are these inaudible pulses that Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has put into these songs, and it sneaks into your brain through the back door, if you will, and helps your brain sync up to these brain waves in the method that is most helpful for your creativity. And this has helped many, many artists. Dr. Jeffrey S. Thompson has done 15 plus years in research to find the most effective system that works for artists, for sculptors, for dancers, for painters, for lawyers, for teachers, anyone who's coming. If you find yourself stuck with a problem, even the creative mind system can help you unblock. It helps those pathways open, and it gets you in the creative spirit. And once you are in that mode, you find it easier to move along your creative path, and you find new doorways. And when you unblock yourself, you can feel the flow of creativity moving back into your life. But what all this goes back to basically is science. Science is what helps this CD work with brain waves. Now, I'm not a scientist, but Barika Edwards does have some experience in the scientific department. Barika, can you tell us a little bit about how our brain works and how brain waves affect us in terms of the creative mind system?
So if you think of your brain works kind of like a metronome. It pulses with different beats. So if you think of your brain working with these different beats that are surrounding it at all times, and that is basically what brain waves are, in a sense. So what Jeffrey Thompson does with his creative mind system is he sets your brain, makes your brain go to a certain metronome beat that helps you to develop different states of thinking and states of mental awareness. Now, we all know about, you know, sleeping and REM and all these different waves, such as alpha waves and theta waves and delta waves. Well, if you are able to reach a theta wave, that is the period where you're really dreaming and your imagination is at its full capacity. With the creative mind system, you are awake, obviously, because you're listening to the CD. This is not something you listen to when you're sleeping. And it's syncing up your brain waves to start to move from your wakeful state into a theta state while you're awake. And I've used it, Jack's used it, and I find it's very helpful. And right now, it is pledge drive here at WBAI, and we are trying to raise $6,000 for the station, for WBAI. This is a nonprofit, listener-sponsored radio. Every program that you hear on WBAI is here because of you. The electricity is paid by you, the listener. The Everything that we do here at WBAI is supported by you, the listener. So let me give that number to you. It's 212-209-2950. Call that number, and we will, if you donate $65 today, we will gift you the Creative Mind System CD, as well as if you donate $90 today or more. We love gift when you're, thank you so much for being so giving to WBAI. If you donate $90, you will also receive an interview with Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, which I will play a little bit for you right now, and we'll give you some more insight on what exactly brainwaves are. So let's go to that track, and remember, call 212-209-2950, or if you're on your cell phones, you can text this time to text 27138 and text the keyword CMS space 65 to receive the CD. All right, let's listen to Dr. Jeffrey.
The idea that we can take, that we can measure how your body is responding to certain sound frequencies that would resonate a part of your body for a healing effect is a different way of using sound. It's a measurable, repeatable way of using sound that you can use with patients. Then there's there's another category, and that's got to do with brainwave entrainment. It's a different way of using sound. And this has got to do more with the body clocks, the rhythmic patterns in the brain, how my body clocks are always trying to time my body to the world around me. And the underpinnings of this is a whole branch of science called the science of coupled oscillators.